Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bed breaks go getting you down. Even when times get rough.
Even when times get rough. You've had enough.
You still gotta try,
small business owners. I know you do it. I watch you do it. I've seen you do it. That's the reason I'm proud of you. That's the reason you're my heroes in the marketplace. You're the heroes of a lot of people. But you do matter, small business owners, men and women, all of you out there. The work that you do against all odds, all in, you're all in. You do it or die. And you're the reason, folks, why pound for pound, you're the foundation of America. And since America is the strongest country in the world, that makes you the foundation of the world. And I believe that. I'll stand behind that. I can prove it. And so don't ever stop. Don't ever believe that what you're doing is not important, because it is. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Jerry Stengel, president of Ventaneur, a research and training and marketing company. We're talking about getting women funded. Some of the things other women are doing to get women funded with the capital that they need. Jerry, thanks again for being here. And that's Jerry with a G, by the way, folks, and an I on the end. Jerry, we're talking about an article you wrote for Forbes about these five things that women are doing. We just talked about the angel investors. What's the next one?
Well, venture capitalists. So last year was not a great year for female founders getting funding from venture capitalists. It was actually down a little bit. People tend to invest in people that look just like them. So that's why having female angel investors are important, but also why having female venture capitalists are important.
Do you think it could be because women don't ask for enough money enough? When they ask, they don't ask for enough? Or because they're reticent to ask men for money? You think there's anything to that? That's a trick question, Jerry, because I've already done some reporting on this. Go ahead. What do you think?
Yeah, so I think it's a combination of things. So if you're seeking venture capital money, as a woman or as a man, you know that you've got to ask and ask and ask.
Yep.
So, you know, you have to put on that armor and, you know, get a lot of no's. I think part of the reason that male venture capitalists aren't seeing female founders is they're not looking in the places where female founders hang
out.
But that's
not how it works, Jerry. The opportunity doesn't knock on your door.
Opportunity knocks
on your gate. You have to go out in the yard where opportunity is. You can't wait for it to come to you. You know that.
So I think it's a combination. So if you really, as a venture capitalist, you want to see all the opportunities that are out there, so you want to have those female VCs on your team,
mm-hmm.
who are hanging out where other female founders are. So that's one of the trends that I'm seeing that's going to impact 2019 and beyond.
One of the things that I've run into, mm-hmm. Jerry, I've had women on this show who have tried to find out why women weren't getting more money, and they went to the venture capitalists and they said, "Why aren't you loaning more money to more women? I want you investing more with women." And they said, "Because women aren't asking us for money." And so she went out. She said, these women said, "If we go get them to ask you, will you listen to them?" And they said, "Yes." So she went out and she tried to find out what was going on. And apparently it was true that women were not asking for money as much as they should have been. And when they did, they didn't ask for enough money. And you know yourself, Jerry, this is a serious issue. I think if I look at an investment opportunity, one of the things I'm looking for is my money going to make a difference? If they're not asking for enough money, then my money is just going to be used and abused. It's not going to push them over the top. Sometimes, and this is where I worry about women and the confidence thing, Jerry, that you know exists. Sometimes I worry that women don't ask for enough money. What do you think?
So I do think that women ask for less money, but I also think that men may ask for too much money.
I agree 100%. I agree 100%.
Yeah.
No, there's no question. But my point is now, but see, now we're coming to the confidence thing. So let me ask you this question. How much of a venture capitalist decision to invest in somebody, if they've got one group over here, let's say they don't even know the gender, they got one group over here that's confident, that overestimates what they need, and then they got one group over here that's not, doesn't sound as confident and isn't asking for enough money, irrespective of gender, which one do you think they're going to invest in or at least talk to the second time?
So you don't know what the amount of money, the correct amount of money is. So I'm actually going to flip it around. So there has been research out of MIT and Harvard showing that if it's a male voice saying the same exact thing,
right,
venture capitalists are more interested in what's being said.
I believe that. I would not disagree. I would not argue with that at all. But I do think that there are things that women can do to help themselves. And this is what you do. I mean, that's what you're helping people with. But I do think it would be interesting to me to hear women entrepreneurs pitching women venture capitalists. I'd like to sit in that audience. So if you ever find out when that's happening,
so actually,
let me know.
There is some research on that. So Dana Kams did some research of TechCrunch presenters. And what she found is both male and female investors ask promotion questions or gain questions of male founders and ask loss questions, of female founders.
Hold on to that thought. I want you to spend a little more time on that, and we're going to talk about some of the other things that women are doing to help women get capital they need after the break. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.